Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amazing story. An amazing story that was well presented in terms of Jesus teaching us all about the things that we need to do in our lives to build a strong foundation of faith. Because what happens if you don't have a strong foundation? If you don't build your house upon a rock, what happens? I love that. Can you say that again? It goes
splat.
Okay. Who wants to go splat? Nobody? My, oh my. Well, that means that, well, when you build something on a strong foundation, does it just happen like that, or do you have to work at it? Do you have to work at it, do you think? It takes some work, doesn't it? Yeah. This is a time, this season of Lent, which we are entering into now, this is a time when we do that work of building our foundation, a strong foundation upon which we build our faith and our life. One of the neat things about today is that you guys have offered a wonderful message. You know what's also neat about today? Brother Mark isn't here. Mary Lynn isn't here. I'm all by myself. I can do what I like. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change a couple of things. Did anyone notice what's changed up front? Ooh, the chairs are gone. Did you notice that? I was hiding off over to the side because it's important for your message to be front and center. And it's important for us all to remember that the message of God's love for us, as we've heard in the Beatitudes, is to be front and center of our lives. Was there a symbol that was used to express God's love? Yeah? What was it? Okay, the cross. Excellent answer. Not the one I was looking for, but excellent answer. Okay? But in your presentation today, there was another symbol. Come on. Can you get that heart over there? I think it's important for us to remember that with the cross, we have God's love for us at the center of our lives. Thank you. And that's a strong foundation upon which to build our lives, isn't it? If we do that, do you think our lives are going to go...
Flat.
No. It won't happen. It won't happen if our lives are built on God's love for us. And during this season of Lent, there's going to be an invitation which is going to be offered in this service when we get to the confession. We'll do something a little bit different. I will remind you and I will invite you to use the season of Lent as a time for self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting and almsgiving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. Do you think if we do all of those things during the season of Lent, that we'll be building a strong foundation of our lives?
Yes.
Thank you. And it's with that sense of enthusiasm, bringing that enthusiasm into a season which is often known for its penitence, that we will be able to build that strong foundation. If we approach Lent as a time when we're feeling very down, and very sad, and very, very penitent. Well, do you have a good attitude when you hear all of that? You see, there's a balance here. Because it is important for us to be penitent, to recognize that there are things that we do that, well, when we begin to judge ourselves, we don't really pass, do we? But we rely on God's love. We rely on God's forgiveness. We rely on taking time in our prayer by reading about God's love for us, by experiencing God's love in our lives, to change, have our lives change, our attitudes change. The way in which we view the world will be different when we have that strong foundation of faith. And so I invite you this season of Lent, if you've never done it before, getting through, I'm not asking you to give up chocolate. But what I am asking you to do is I am asking you to help build a strong foundation of faith in your life. And that can be over that 40-day time frame, but especially this year, I'm asking you, it's enough of an advance notice on your calendars, to take a look at Holy Week. Palm Sunday, we will be having palms all over the place around here. The joy of Palm Sunday, processing with our Lord into Jerusalem. And then, it's called Holy Week for a reason. There's going to be a service here on Monday night. There's going to be a service here on Tuesday night. There's going to be a service elsewhere in Kitchener on Wednesday night. On Thursday evening, there's going to be a potluck supper, and then we will gather here for that Maundy-Thursday service when we remember Jesus gathered his friends together and told the story of faith, broke bread in their midst, and said, "Do this in remembrance of me." We will move from that Maundy-Thursday experience to the experience of Good Friday. Who made the cross that was shown up here just a few moments ago? Is that person here? Because, you know, one of the things that I really liked about that cross, come with me for a second. Come on back. This cross is really, really neat because one of the things, sure, bring it up. One of the things that it has on it is a very special message. What is that word down there?
Heavy.
Heavy. It's a heavy cross. Can you pick that up? Wow. That's impressive. Thanks. Okay. But you see, some people have difficulty picking up a cross. Jesus carried a cross on Good Friday. So it's important for us to be here and to listen to that story of how he carried his cross. Okay? Excellent. Thank you. And then on Holy Saturday, there's going to be an Easter vigil here in which we will hear that story of God's divine love for us. And then our Easter celebrations. You see, it's a journey. This Lenten season is a journey. This Holy Week experience is a journey. It takes time. It takes commitment. It takes the desire to build a strong foundation of faith in your life. There's a wonderful part of what we heard today in terms of the way in which they were, the folks who were leading us through were saying that sometimes life, where is it? Sometimes life is rough. Where is it? It just struck me as I was reading this before, and at the top there. Sometimes life is hard and is unfair and doesn't make us happy. You can still be blessed and full of joy on the inside, even if things aren't perfect. Well said. Well said. You see, that happiness and joy which is needed in our lives happens because of our faith, because of our love for Jesus, because we have built a strong foundation of faith that will serve us when times get rough. But it's there for us. God's love is there for us. God's love is there for us to depend on. And that gives us great joy as we move into the experience of Lent this year. May it be a time of blessing for us all. Amen. Was that more than 3 minutes? It was probably more than 3 minutes. You forgive me? Okay. Forgiveness is big during Lent, so I appreciate that. Okay. During the season of Lent, I invite you to stand and join with me as we offer the Creed. And this Sunday, you'll find the Creed on page 189 as we offer the Apostles' Creed. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified and died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us come before our Lord in prayer.
As we give thanks for the work that sustains our lives and fulfills God's plan for our world, let us offer these petitions to the God of mercy, saying, Lord, in your mercy, responding, hear our prayer. In our diocese, we pray for the ministry of St. John's Church, St. Thomas, Trinity Church, St. Thomas, St. Peter's Church, Triconnell, Grace Church, West Lorne, St. Stephen's Church, Burwell Park. We pray for Bishop Mark MacDonald and the Indigenous peoples and the parishes of Ontario. We pray for our bishops Linda, Colin, our Metropolitan, Fred, our Primate. In St. George's, we pray for the lay administrators. For us who worship here, that we accomplish God's redemption purpose in the many places of our work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have called your church to proclaim the gospel in all lands. Help us in obedience to your call to participate actively in the Christian mission in our own country and overseas, and to command the gospel of Christ by what we are, by what we say, and by what we do for others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for peace and reconciliation among all nations. Anger, violence, and hostility has solved no solution. Fighting and wars between nations has only harmed the innocent people, torn families apart, lost lives. Love and caring for one another is a much fruitful solution. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all heads of government, city and town officials, that they will help their people as God's good servants. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the leaders of our church, Bishop Linda, Archdeacon Ken, Canon Christopher, Brother Mark, Deacon Mary Lynn, that they will find renewed strength in God's love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask that God's goodness will be a source of comfort for all those who suffer in mind, body, and spirit, remembering Gord, Wayne and June, Clarence, Linda, Richard, Frida, Charles, Crystal, Meredith, Michael, Stacy, Betty Ann, Susan, Ed, Wendy, Garn, Babs, Caitlin, Catherine, Pam, Dave, Nancy, Jackie, Tom, and Darlene. You may silently and loud remember those only known to you.
Loving God, this day we bless and dedicate this prayer quilt offered to your glory. We give thanks for all those who have created it. We give thanks for all those whose prayerful support is mirrored in the knots which are tied. As Doreen receives it, we ask that you help her to be aware of the love, the prayers, and the support of this parish family. And as she finds comfort in it, may she also be aware of the comfort and the love which comes from you, and help her to claim as a reality in her life that you hold her as you hold each one of us in the palm of your hand. All this we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. We pray that the Lord's mercy will embrace the lives of all those who have died. God, our Savior, your kindness embraces all people, and your faithfulness knows no limits. All our hope is in your mercy. Answer our prayers for the sake of him whose death shows us the way to life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns as Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. As we move to a time of confession, I invite you to turn with me to page 281. Page 281 in our green service books. Dear friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal mystery. We begin this holy season by remembering our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. As we turn to page 283, we join together in the Litany of Penitence, as together we pray. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you, to one another, and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth, that we have sinned by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have not loved. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people. Our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us. For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins, through Jesus Christ our Lord, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.